Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And what a joyous holiday season this is turning out to be for conservatives, for folks who would like to see a direction in a more Republican, a more conservative way occur in this country, a change of direction, maybe even a change of direction, maybe even a change of personnel from the Biden administration. The disaster of the crashing and burning of the Biden budget-busting Build Back Better bill, that disaster is still having its ripples and its impacts, and could it lead to a Joe Manchin party switch? Don't laugh, by the way. The governor of West Virginia, Governor Justice, used to be a Democrat. And in the middle of the Trump administration, he switched parties. And he's now prospering as a very large Republican. Yeah, he's 6'8". Okay, that counts as large. Look, this is a very, very large deal. There will be no Build Back Better bill, at least in this form. And who says so? Joe Manchin. Does he have the right to say so? He does, because he represents a necessary vote for them to win a Senate majority. So does this represent, as a lot of people on the left are saying, an indication of the misfunction of American democracy? It shows that our democracy is broken if one man who's a senator from a small state can actually have so much impact. No, it shows the triumph of our democracy and the fact that, yes, we believe in majority rule, but we also believe that the voices of a minority, and especially when it's not even really a minority in the Senate is tied. There are 50 Republicans, 50 Democrats. And the Democrats have not yet awakened to that fact. At any moment now, we're going to go to the White House live to hear a press briefing by Jen Psaki, the president's press secretary. And with so many rumors whirling around about some kind of shakeup in the White House, because this is highly, highly embarrassing. And by the way, if somebody believes that Joe Manchin was wrong, what Joe Manchin said is this was just too much. We were going to be stuck with a $29 trillion deficit. The deficit would be high. The continued inflation would be high. And as much as he wanted to cooperate with the president, and as much as he tried to reach agreement with the president, they insisted on trying to bite off too much. Here is, we're going to the White House to the briefing with Jen Psaki, White House press secretary. Listen.
If you could talk a little bit about, like, where the gap is, if the negotiations fell apart over the child tax credit issue, if the White House is prepared to go around legislation on the CTC if necessary, kind of where are we with Manchin?
Well, I would say I think the lengthy statement that I issued yesterday outlined pretty specifically the events of the last few weeks. And it was important to the president and to all of us to make that clear to the American people, the status and the steps that had been taken. But I'm not going to relitigate the TikTok of yesterday from here today. I will say that from the president's viewpoint, and I saw him this morning, he's worked with Senator Manchin over the course of decades. They share fundamental values. They're longtime friends. That has not changed. And what's most on the president's mind is the risk of inaction. And if we do not act to get this legislation done and the components in it, not only will costs and prices go up for the American people, but also we will see a trajectory in economic growth that is not where we want it to be. And we've seen projections projections from Goldman Sachs and others today on that front. So he's no stranger to legislative challenges, and we are going to continue to take steps, work like hell to get it done. Go ahead.
Does the president feel betrayed by his friends?
I think our statement yesterday made pretty clear what we feel, what was the factual depiction of events that happened. But again, the president sees Senator Manchin as somebody who is a longtime friend, somebody who has worked well together on, and our objective and our focus now is moving forward.
So where do the lines of communication stand at this point between either the president and Joe Manchin and the White House staff, which you spoke about? Is there a contact at all?
I'm just not going to assess or give you an update on specifics from here.
Okay, just quickly on COVID, ahead of tomorrow's speech, should Americans expect any new restrictions?
This is not a speech about locking the country down. This is a speech outlining and being direct and clear with the American people about the benefits of being vaccinated, the steps we're going to take to increase access and to increase testing, and the risks posed to unvaccinated individuals. Go ahead.
Does the president still trust Senator Manchin?
Again, I understand the questions here, but our focus is on moving forward. I think our statement yesterday made clear what the course of events were over the last couple of weeks. It was important for the American people to know and see that. But he considers Senator Manchin a longtime friend, and our focus is on moving forward and getting this done.
Are you confident that all 49 other members of the Democratic caucus are still on board with Build Back Better?
Sure, I understand that. I can't obviously speak for all of them, but I think you saw quite a bit of unanimity yesterday in the response of people and their desire from across the Democratic Party and the desire to get this legislation done.
What would be his message to progressives who he asked to hang with him as things moved over to the Senate, now that what many of them warned has happened?
Well, I would say, one, his message would be we need to work together to get this done, and he's going to work like hell to get it done. And that would be his message, and January is an opportunity to do exactly that.
Quickly on Ukraine.
Yes.
The State Department issued a level 4.
They're piling mistake on mistake. I mean, doubling down on a losing hand. I can't believe it. Let's go hear what they're saying about Ukraine now.
They've just said that they've conducted an assessment of air defense needs in Ukraine. Obviously, you've said you're monitoring this. Is U.S. intelligence picking up something new?
Well, let me first say that the travel advisory for Ukraine remains a level 4. Do not travel due to COVID-19. The State Department updated it to include information on Russia's military buildup on Ukraine's border, just to provide additional information, but it has been at a level 4.
Nothing new otherwise.
Well, again, the State Department provides additional information through travel advisories to make sure they are being transparent with American citizens who are in different countries, and that's exactly what they did in this case. And we have historically seen large numbers of Americans and others, of course, traveling to Ukraine during this time of year and the holiday season, so it was just an effort to provide that information directly. Go ahead.
Jen, your statement yesterday alluded to working more on Build Back Better next year. Is your expectation that President Biden and Senator Manchin will talk at all before the end of the year?
I'm just not going to give you any updates on their engagements from here, I wouldn't expect, and we're going to keep those private.
And you regard his $1.8 trillion proposal as a non-starter, given that it excludes child tax credit?
I think the president has been clear about, and I'll let Senator Manchin speak to the specifics of his proposal. I'm not going to confirm those details from here of what I know. I know there have been reports out there, but I'll let him speak to that. But I would say that the president, of course, wants to extend the child tax credit. That's something he has spoken to. We know that it was a significant contributor to cutting in half the child poverty rate. I'm obviously not going to negotiate from here, but he doesn't think compromise is a dirty word either.
Okay, that's Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary. The Wall Street Journal had a terrific editorial that a number of people have cited because I think it's insightful and it's true and it's square on with every detail. The editorial was headlined, Manchin Rescues the Democrats. But here he is, jumping in the water, rescuing them, throwing a life preserver in their direction. And the administration said, no, we don't need this. We're going to keep splashing around and drowning. Because that's what they're doing. It's political malpractice, and it's bad for the U.S. and bad for our economy, God knows. We'll explain to you why and get back to the latest, the future of the two parties and what this means. And what it means is just a golden opportunity for Republicans. I hope they have the courage and the smarts to seize it. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener's square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
On in this very busy holiday season, and hoping everybody can make the most of it. We had a wonderful weekend. We actually had a day of sun here in Seattle that was incredible on Sunday, appropriate Sunday. We went out to a state park with our granddaughter to look at sheep and cows and goats, and it's basically in the theme of a farm, and they had a pig there who was extraordinary. Ate an entire pumpkin, just threw a big pumpkin in, a pig ate the pumpkin and ate the top of it, the sort of stem on the pumpkin, which doesn't sound very appetizing, but I guess to each his own. And then we went out to see, and I would urge everybody to do this, it is a great, great seasonal tradition. When it's not raining, and there are times like that, go out to see the Garden of Delights in Bellevue, Washington, which is the Bellevue Botanical Garden, where they have characters from children's literature, all kinds of animals and realistic animals, and a dragon going down a river, all rendered in lights, and the most spectacular colored lights you can see. And it's a great botanical garden anyway, and it's wonderful to walk around and see all the happy people enjoying, America in a joyous, joyous holiday season. And politics shouldn't get in the way of that. Actually, the most recent developments in politics regarding Joe Manchin are not America getting away from that, but America, it seems to me, moving in an optimistic direction. What is so stupid, I mean, beyond belief stupid, of the Democrats here is people like Jen Psaki, who delivered remarks yesterday that were scathing to Joe Manchin, that suggested that he had betrayed the president. The New York Times, their front page headline on Manchin, Manchin says no, deserting Biden after overpriced bill. And then it says, subheadline, potential fatal blow hits a $2.2 trillion spending plan. And basically, the implication being, and there's so many people, Ilhan Omar actually used normally FCC frowned upon words. She was on MSNBC talking about Joe Manchin. And you have to ask yourself, they need to work with this guy, because at least until the election coming up next year in November, they still need his vote. They only have 50 Senate votes with Joe Manchin. And this is ridiculous for people to attack him this way. What Manchin actually said, and he made his announcement on Fox News, and the announcement, it seemed to me, was thoughtful. It was centrist, which Joe Manchin is. He's not a conservative. He's centrist. And here is a part of the way that he made that announcement on Fox News and what it sounded like yesterday. Listen, this is Joe Manchin.
I've always said this, Brett. If I can't go home and explain it to the people of West Virginia, I can't vote for it. And I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation. I just can't. I've tried everything humanly possible. I can't get there.
You're done. This is a no.
This is a no on this legislation. I have tried everything I know to do. And the president has worked diligently. He's been wonderful to work with. He knows I've had concerns and the problems I've had.
Okay, and he went beyond that and talked about why he believed, this morning, he was on a show that I've actually been on several times, a guy named Hoppy Kirchival, who is by far the leading talk show host in West Virginia. And Senator Manchin was on with that local host. And by the way, people should make no mistake, West Virginia is not a swing state. I mean, you know, President Biden got 30% of the vote in West Virginia, and President Trump got 69%. President Trump did better in West Virginia than any other state except for Wyoming. In Wyoming, he had 70%. West Virginia had 69%. So when Joe Manchin talks about explaining things to his constituents, What he has to explain to them is why you're still a Democrat, buddy, because he basically knows what those constituents believe. And people are saying that, oh, the Biden administration, the Democrats, they got elected by promising all of this stuff. Not in West Virginia, they didn't. Anyone who had promised, when I go to Washington, I'm going to be a key vote behind putting the United States $29 trillion into debt. Into increasing spending, increasing taxes, increasing government interference. Anybody who had campaigned like that in West Virginia would have gotten nowhere. This is This Morning with Senator Manchin dishing on the real reason the Build Back Better social spending bill has appeared to fail. Listen.
There was basically, and it's staff driven. I understand staff. It's not the president. It's the staff. And they drove some things, and they put some things out that were absolutely inexcusable. And they know what it is, and that's it.
So you're saying the president's staff was putting out, I don't know, was generating criticism of you that finally pushed you to the brink? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying that bottom line, I knew that we could not change. It was never going to change. It never could change with that many people. So I think for the last month, I've been telling people, they keep saying, Joe, where are you? What are we going to do? How about this? And all of my colleagues are getting very frustrated. I could understand that. And I said, gentlemen and ladies, it's time to vote. Just vote. I'm not going to tell you what they want to guarantee up front. If I can't guarantee anything up front, just vote. You'll find out where I am. Oh, they don't want to do that. I said, well, you're going to have to. I said, you can't continue like this. But they did. I just said vote, and I'm still saying it's hot. I mean, I think Bernie yesterday on CNN said, I want Manchin, we'll put it on the floor. I said, Bernie, please put it on the floor. Maybe it'll sink in that we have to look at a different direction than this far-reaching social agenda of yours.
Okay, look, this is as clear as it could be. And by the way, people should remember what happened the last time we had a tied Senate. Anybody remember that? We had a tied U.S. Senate in 2000. I mean, that was a close election, as you remember, decided by 523 votes in one state in Florida. And that was for the president, and it ended up being a tie in the U.S. Senate. It was the same kind of thing we have now, except that time, because Dick Cheney had been elected vice president, George W. Bush been elected president, the Republicans had the tie-breaking vote. Is it unthinkable at this point that Joe Manchin would do what Jim Jeffords, the senator from Vermont, did that last time we had 50-50 split in the Senate? So what exactly did he do that Joe Manchin might emulate? We'll get to that and more on the Medved Show.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pfizer is holding off until next year to submit its COVID vaccine data for children under five.
the drug maker announcing a delay in submitting data after finding that two small doses of the vaccine. The drug maker announcing a delay in submitting data after finding that two small doses of the vaccine don't generate an effective immune response in children under 5 years old. Pfizer has amended its drug trial to add a third dose for young children. That means it's unlikely that younger kids will have access to the vax before the second quarter of next year. This as according to Johns Hopkins University, there were 70,815 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 on Sunday and 137 deaths. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
On the Michael Medved show, one thing to remember about Joe Manchin, who is the man of the hour, but I don't think there are many people on the Democratic side who right now are basically serenading him with Christmas carols. Joe Manchin actually took over the Senate seat after Robert Byrd died. He won a special election. He had been governor of West Virginia. He's very popular in his home state. And he also, I'm pretty sure he was the only Democrat who voted to confirm both Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch, which is a big deal. And again, why do, quote, Democrats put up with him if he, on crucial votes that are very partisan and very charged votes, like voting on those justices or voting on this bill, why do they put up with him? Because they couldn't possibly elect a Bernie Sanders or, frankly, a Joe Biden Democrat to be senator from West Virginia. It's a conservative state. Now, it used to be much more dominated by unions and much more a blue-collar Democrat state. But one of the things that's happened is the Democratic Party is not what it used to be. People can say the Republican Party is not what it used to be. The Republican Party, for instance, is gaining dramatically with Latino voters. And the Democrats have been doing very poorly. They certainly did poorly with Donald Trump, with blue-collar voters. And that's what you got in West Virginia. And there's a crazy kind of tweet from, in fact, let's do it as a tweet of the day, if we can, Jeremy.
Turn the page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Changed his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
Okay, the tweet from Senator Elizabeth Warren, and we don't have to revive that Native American nickname that President Trump has used with Elizabeth Warren. It's not appropriate here, but okay, she sends out a tweet that says, "The American people elected a Democratic House, a Democratic Senate, and a Democratic President to defend our basic rights and put Washington on the side of working people. So enough with the delays. We've got to vote on voting rights and hashtag build back better." Now, this is one of those things that is nutty. They've got to vote on build back better. She knows now they'll lose the vote. And how does that help anybody? See, part of what the Wall Street Journal points out is Build Back Better just barely passed the House because there were a bunch of Democrats in the House of Representatives who said, no, I don't want to face the voters with a bill like this that is so sweeping, that is going to drive inflation upward, that is going to drive the deficit deeper, and that the polls show American people are very divided on. It's not an easy vote for a Democrat in a competitive district. And there are a bunch of competitive districts, a bunch of Democratic seats that people are going after. And Nancy Pelosi promised that if Democrats went ahead and voted on the bill and got it through the House, that they could count on it getting through the Senate. They wouldn't let the Democrats sit there high and dry. And what do I mean by sitting there high and dry? Right now, imagine you're a Democrat like this Josh Gottheimer of New Jersey, who is a moderate Democrat and did not want to vote for this bill, and his arm was twisted, and he was assured that what would happen is the bill would pass, and then during the next year, people would start feeling a little bit more change in their pocket. They'd see that the bill wasn't that bad, that it had good things, that it was working toward universal pre-K and all kinds. But now, he voted for the bill. He voted for a tax increase. He voted for adding a great deal of money to the deficit. And what's good about it? Nothing. He just lined up with a losing side. So, obviously, a bunch of those Democrats feel betrayed. And, again, why did they ever believe they were going to get Joe Manchin to violate the wishes of his constituents? What kind of percentage? I don't think they have any reliable poll on this. But if the state of West Virginia voted 69% for Donald J. Trump for President of the United States, do you think it's safe to assume that this was not a popular piece of legislation for $1.7 trillion or $1.8 trillion or however much it was, with so many aspects to it? And one of the things that the Wall Street Journal makes clear is, look, there are two things. One is long-term and one is very immediate that Democrats need to learn from this fiasco. The one that's very immediate, and the Journal put this in their editorial, and I think they're exactly right, is that after the Afghanistan disaster and the incredibly poor way that that was handled by the Biden administration, and I don't think there are many people who disagree with that. I mean, no matter how much you may despise Republicans and Republican ideas, the The handling of the Afghanistan withdrawal by the U.S. was so inept. Yes, and I know that Trump was also in favor of getting rid of all the U.S. troops from Afghanistan, but it could not have been done worse than it was done by Biden. And that with all of that, there were people who began to say he needs to shake up his national security staff. Well, now people are saying he needs to shake up his entire staff. There are two names. One is his major domestic policy advisor. Remember Susan Rice, right, who was with Obama? She was the one who went around to five different TV stations saying that the attack on our consulate in Benghazi, which our ambassador was killed, had nothing to do with a Mohammed video. And again, it was not, simply not true. And she had been misinformed, I understand. But it was so embarrassing for Susan Rice. She is the chief domestic policy advisor for Joe Biden. People are calling for her head because this has been so badly done, suggesting that she give a resignation. Thank you for your honorable service. Well, you've done a wonderful job for the country. Goodbye. And that also should apply to Ron Klain, the former Al Gore aide, who is the chief of staff, and apparently a very powerful chief of staff in the White House. But the one thing that the Wall Street Journal says in their editorial says, Joe Manchin's decision on Sunday to oppose the Build Back Better Act is a service to the country, sparing it from huge tax increases and new entitlements that would fan inflation and erode the incentive for Americans to work. Paradoxically, it is also a great blessing for Democrats if they get the message. And it offers President Biden a chance to reboot. They suggest that getting rid of those two prominent advisors and declaring that he was involved in rebooting and restarting. And with what emphasis? No more gigantic, sweeping, immediate change. Take a look at reforms, smaller reforms, that can get some bipartisan support and actually get passed and work and improve the country. We will be right back on the MedVet Show. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. If you think Washington State's headed in the right direction, well, then this message is not for you. But if you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideological hostile state. It's led the effort against state and local income taxes, and its research and policy analysis are relied on by lawmakers, media, and citizen activists for accuracy, fresh perspective, and to expose the political manipulation of data. Washington State is our home, and it needs WPC more than ever. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
City sidewalk, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas.
On the Michael Medved show, there's a piece that Joe Manchin sent out as an open letter. And this is way, 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 way back in another era, it seems like. When we were not talking about busy sidewalks, when we were still talking about, we were, I guess, in September, maybe we were getting a little bit more optimistic about the COVID-19 situation. Who knows where it's going now? But in September 2nd, 2021, this is Joe Manchin. He wrote, "The nation faces an unprecedented array of challenges and will inevitably encounter additional crises in the future. Yet some in Congress have a strange belief there is an infinite supply of money to deal with any current or future crisis, and that spending trillions upon trillions will have no negative consequence for the future. I disagree. An overheating economy has imposed a costly inflation tax on every middle and working class American. At $28.7 trillion and growing, the nation's debt has reached record levels. Over the past 18 months, we spent more than $5 trillion responding to the coronavirus pandemic," Senator Manchin wrote. "Now Democratic congressional leaders proposed to pass the largest single spending bill in history with no regard for rising inflation, crippling debt, or the inevitability of future crises. Ignoring the fiscal consequences of our policy choices will create a disastrous future for the next generation of Americans." Okay, how can anybody reading this in September not get the picture that this guy was not a big enthusiastic supporter of Biden's budget-busting Build Back Better bill? Those who believe such concerns, and this is Manchin again, those who believe such concerns are overstated, should ask themselves, what do we do if the pandemic gets worse under the next viral mutation? Well, it kind of has. What do we do if there's a financial crisis like the one that led to the Great Recession? What if we face a terrorist attack or a major international conflict? How will America respond in such crises if we needlessly spend trillions of dollars today? Instead of rushing to spend trillions on new government programs and additional stimulus funding, wrote Manchin, Congress should hit a strategic pause on the budget reconciliation legislation. A pause is warranted because it will provide more clarity on the trajectory of the pandemic, and it will allow us to determine whether inflation is transitory or not. While some have suggested this reconciliation legislation must be passed now, I believe that making budgetary decisions under artificial political deadlines never leads to good policy or sound decisions. I have always said if I can't explain it, I can't vote for it. And I can't explain it, and I can't explain why my Democratic colleagues are rushing to spend $3.5 trillion more. Okay, is that pretty clear that everybody should be able to understand? And what is it that Jen Psaki said that, at least according to inside sources, this has really ticked Manchin off? Press Secretary Jen Psaki issued a statement saying that Mr. Manchin's comments on Fox News on Sunday, quote, are at odds with his discussions this week with the president, with White House staff, and with his own public utterances. And Wall Street Journal says, we can't speak for his private White House talks, but Mr. Manchin's public comments have been consistent for months. On Sunday, he finally said no. And that's what happened. Now, what happens next? I mean, first of all, what happens if Manchin, who was reelected in 2018, and he had a fairly tight race in 2018. He was running as a very strong conservative, who I supported, by the way, named Patrick Morrissey, who lost. 2018 was not a good year for Republicans. And Manchin won that race by about 3%. It was very close. It was the closest race he ever had in West Virginia. Now, if he were on the ballot, he will be on the ballot in 2024. If he's on the ballot for U.S. Senate in 2024, he'll win by a landslide. Because I think that the Mountain State, the West Virginia voters, are right behind him. And all the indications are that they are. So, Joe Manchin is in a very interesting position right now. Because do you think he's more popular right now with Democrats or with Republicans? That's not a trick question. It's a kind of an obvious question. And he has a governor who has helped himself politically and gained a lot of national attention and some traction by switching parties. He was elected as a Democrat. He switched over to the Republicans. He's a big supporter of President Trump. So, if Joe Manchin said, you know what, it's a tight Senate, I'm going to turn the Senate around so maybe we can get some things done from a conservative point of view. Because all Joe Manchin needs to do is send a letter, notify the majority leader, Chuck Schumer, you know what, I'm going to be caucusing with Mitch McConnell, who is actually a good friend of Joe Manchin's. And boom, the Republicans take control of the Senate. They don't even have to wait till November. And there's something else, and I'm realizing this with all this going around. If Joe Manchin did that, and any time during 2022, he decided, I'm really more of a Republican today than a Democrat, the Bernie Sanders party. I mean, and the stuff that Ilhan Omar and Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren have said about Joe Manchin, how can you be in a party with people who rip you to shreds like that? I mean, really? So, if he makes the switch to Republican Party, who do you think is suddenly the most popular Republican in the country? Think it through. It's not inconceivable. Is it unlikely? Is it unprecedented? Is it unusual? Will it be easy? No, but if Joe Manchin did a party switch, would he be a viable presidential candidate? Especially if Trump didn't run? I do think he would be. And it's interesting because the guy has the gift of articulating common sense, which I think is something that Americans would like to see a lot and need more evidence of in our politics. What's incredible is that both the Wall Street Journal, which said that Joe Manchin has rescued the Democrats from actually being on record with this disastrous economic bill, but a venture capitalist named Kevin O'Leary actually spoke on CNBC, the financial channel for NBC, about Joe Manchin's great gift on Build Back Better for Democrats. Listen, clip 13.
I think this is absolutely a gift. Secretly, many Democrats must be sighing relief this morning that this thing is dead. And it's a great time to take a postmortem on it, because what killed this bill was actually a inflation print of north of 5.5%. This bill represents inflation on steroids. The idea of doing this at this point in time is really, really risky and an incredibly bad idea. But what I like about all this, Joe, and I think everybody should take some confidence, regardless of what side of the aisle you're on, the checks and balances work. Really bad ideas just don't go forward, like this one. For whatever reason, I think it's terrific that this has happened. And gridlock is now setting in. We have, for the rest of Biden's term, total gridlock. And that is very, very good in the context of how much money we've spent in the last 24 months. It's got to stop. You got to put your foot on the brake here. This is crazy, and it's great that it's ending. Gridlock is good, and we're going to get lots of it right now.
As long as Joe Manchin stays a Democrat, that's probably true. Now, the big difference, of course, of him doing a party switch, if he did, and I don't think he will, but you can dream, it all of a sudden gives Republicans control of the committees in the Senate, which is a very big deal. And it changes the dynamic very dramatically for the rest of Biden's term. And you'll notice I said term singular. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about President Trump actually sounding like he's headed off in a new direction, and a positive direction, at least regarding...
What are you going to do with your old car? You could try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.